All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith, you keep running your race, you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah, you keep your eyes fixed on the prize, you stay on a narrow straight gate path, you help by plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you, the Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son who died for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first. Always worship him. Always praise him. Thank him. Trust him in everything you got going on in your life. Amen. Most definitely welcome everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let's be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to all the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations for his name's sake. Stay strong and steadfast. We are with you forever. Always stay encouraged. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the brand new believers out there, all the brand new creatures of Christ out there. Much love to anyone who just got baptized. God bless you. Anyone who just repented. God bless you. Anyone who is a new creature in Christ, a new creature in Christ and born again and Holy Spirit filled and is having dreams, encounters, visions, testimonies. God bless you as well. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent, get baptized ASAP immediately. Amen. Most definitely. Shalom, family, greetings to all of you. Welcome everybody, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song. Clap our hands. Stomp our feet. Praise him. Rejoice. Always rejoice. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful sound. Cry out to him. Dance. Express yourself. Play an instrument. Do what you got to do for the Most High. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy. And always worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up. Let us be washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let us keep our lamp and our oils. Let us always stay on our purpose and call for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our gifts, our talents, our circumstances, handle it, people. Hallelujah. Keep it all together for the Most High. Keep the faith, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah, keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, everything. Write a copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy, line upon line, precept upon precept, copy everything. Write a copy of the Torah, keep it near and dear, embrace the new covenant, keep spreading the gospel, keep doing the Father's work, keep doing the Messiah's works, keep doing the Father's will, and always keep the standard of holiness and do not compromise. Amen. All right, new moon. Much love to all of you. And And today's message, what I will do is go through today's daily devotional. And from there, I will close out with a prayer. I will close out with the priestly blessing. I will close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Alrighty, y'all. So I hope that you all had a blessed week. You stay strong out there, okay? Now, your daily prayer, the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 24, okay? With this commentary, with this daily devotional, the first thing we learn from Jesus is that discovering our truest identity grants us the greatest integrity. Amen. In today's service, Kenny Luck encourages us to put aside our own desires and accept the life that Christ offers. By doing this, we can discover our true selves in Him. When we let go and open ourselves to His love and purpose, we can show our commitment to Jesus and rely on God's strength by carrying our cross. Story, Sunday service with Kenny Luck. Scripture. Then said Jesus unto His disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." The book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 24. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, Jesus calls us to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Him. This path requires surrender, faith, and a deep desire to follow the Messiah, leading to a profound transformation in our lives. Denying ourselves means laying down our desires and plans for the life of Christ offers. This process isn't about losing our identity, but finding our true selves in Him. As we surrender, we are transformed into new creations, becoming vessels of His love, peace, and purpose. Taking up our cross symbolizes our commitment to follow Jesus, even into death. It represents sacrifice and a willingness to endure trials for the gospel. Our strength comes from God, and the cross is a daily reminder of our dependence on Him and the power of His resurrection. Walking in obedience and surrender, we experience God's profound presence, bringing peace, joy, and purpose. The Holy Spirit dwells within us, allowing us to reflect Christ's love and grace to others. Our lives become a testimony of faith and a witness to the world. Following Jesus, we are never alone. He promises to be with us, even in the darkest valleys, giving us courage and confidence. Our calling to be His hands and feet brings purpose and fulfillment despite the difficulties. As we conclude, let us renew our commitment to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God forever. As we conclude, let us renew our commitment to follow Jesus wholeheartedly, denying ourselves, taking up our crosses, and walking the path He has said, in doing so, we will experience the fullness of life as He promises and the joy of living in His purpose. Amen. Reflection. Start each day with a prayer of surrender, asking God to guide your actions and decisions. Regularly check that your desires align with God's will. Serve others and be willing to make sacrifices for your faith. Rely on God's strength and challenges. Share Christ's love through your actions and stay connected to God through prayer and Bible reading. Amen. Repeat. Then said Jesus to His disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Now the prayer. Father, it is my joy and great honor to submit all I am and all I have to you. It is not much in comparison to what you have given me, but it is all I have. There is nothing that I want in this world more than to know you and to be pleasing in your sight. I want to decrease and surrender my expectations and desires to your purifying fires. As you purify my heart and mold me into your purposes, you are fashioning a new person in me. You are restoring my dignity and teaching me how to rule over the works of the enemy that I might have the power to set the captives free. When I deny myself, I am exchanging my life for yours. Your life is far more than I could ever hope to be. As I cast off the old nature and put on a new life in Christ, I am filled with joy and confidence. I sense your presence within me at all times. I hear your words flowing through me, and I watch you move through my hands as I pray for the sick and oppressed. You have given me purpose and meaning in my life. I will take up my cross and follow you into the darkest dungeons, for you are with me. I know you will protect me, and I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews. He is the God of Jeshurun. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding His blood for all of us. Hallelujah. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is the advocate. Hallelujah. Praise Him. The Almighty, true living God. Praise Him. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the Holy One, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. He is the King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the Lawgiver, the Leader and Commander, the Life of the World, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Living One, the Living Stone, the Lord our righteousness. The Lord is holiness. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my portion, my strength, my rock, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler, my defense, my safety, my provider, my helper, my strength, my song. Our provider always forever. Hallelujah. Praise him. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, Ahayashai, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yahusha, Yahusha, Ahayashai, Adonai, Abba. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of heavenly lights. He is the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, could fix all things, cure all things. He's the carpenter, could heal all things, fix all things. Hallelujah. Praise him. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him, he'll show you great mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Know that he exists, believe in him, trust in him, know he could do for you. Abide in him and abide in his word. Ask the Father what you need in his son's name, it shall be given to you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracle signs, wonders, help, comfort, good, surprising blessings, unexpected blessings, double portion blessings, good results, good rewards. Amen. I speak that over your life forever, most definitely. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be in our lives forever. We are justified by faith. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Our faith has made us well. Our faith has saved us. Our faith has blessed us. Our faith is how we overcome the world. Amen. He got us forever. Yes, we're always remember that you, we are a royal priesthood. All right. Remember that. Hallelujah. Praise him. We are the Lord of all. I mean, he is the Lord of all. He is the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the life giver, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, the son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua, the word of Yahuwah, the word made flesh, the living word. Praise him. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his counsels upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.